Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development at Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Here with me in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And by phone today, we have Steve Wenzel, an instructor at Central Lakes College in Brainerd, Minnesota, a board member of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, a longtime legislator and former chair of the Ag Committee in the House, and a former state director for USDA. Welcome to the show.
So I want to thank you as well for the interview and for the chance and the opportunity to discuss rural issues that are important to the people of rural Minnesota.
Indeed, and you wanted to talk a little bit on today's show about kind of how the legislature this past session dealt with MinSKU. So let's have a conversation about that.
Right. Let me just say, Jim, that this last legislative session, the 2015 session, budget session as it applies to the funding of the MinSKU system was historic, truly historic. It was the first time that I know of in memory that there was more of an appropriation of an increase for the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities and Vocational Schools than there was for the University of Minnesota. Now, we are all for the University of Minnesota. When I was in the legislature, I supported the University of Minnesota. It is a world-renowned institution, and not to take anything away from them, but it was always my view that they did well because of the fact that I think they had, quite frankly, the best or better lobbyists in many ways over the years, and that was when I was in, and that was years ago now. But also, the tentacles of the University of Minnesota reach its worldwide in scope, and they are important to agriculture as well. But MinSKU, in the last 10 years, if I can give a little history here, was getting the short shrift on funding as far as I was concerned. And, of course, we went through some horrific budget deficit from 2002 to 2012 because of the Great Recession and the fact that we probably, in the late 90s, when I was in, we gave too much of the surplus back to the point where, you know, the 90s were years of a great economic boom, so the budgets in Minnesota at that time were very good. But in the last 4 or 5 years, MinSKU was facing great budget difficulties, and we were continuously faced with cuts to our vocational and community college funding and state universities. And these are the institutions that train the young people for the jobs of the future, and that's well connected to the economy of rural Minnesota. So in terms of, I think legislators finally realized that it was their responsibility to take care of MinSKU before there was a decline, a further decline in those institutions that serve the people of rural Minnesota.
Steve Wenzel, he is an instructor at Central Lakes College in Brainerd, Minnesota, also a board member of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, longtime legislator and former state director for the USDA. Thanks so much for being here today.
Yeah, I enjoyed it very much, and thank you for the opportunity to visit with the people of rural Minnesota today.
And that was part one of our two-part series with Steve Wenzel. We'll have him back on next week. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.